I remember Gerald's book talking about a hand with a grit lorries, you know, I mean, grey with red, I think they're grey with red or black writing there. Yeah, they're massive. They were always to come down Lock Road, because I lived down Lock Road. It was always going down there.
Was that before Jukes Avenue had been completed?
Before the road was, oh yes, yes, because we used to cycle, we used to walk down that. That was before that was done, you know. Because you go up Craig Road and the road ended there, didn't it? It was nothing at all, you know. And when they said, oh, they're going to build a road through there, no one, oh, there's nowhere to build a road, but they did in the end. It's called the Peripheral Road then. Don't know what they call it now, but
Riverside Drive.
Yeah. But it was a. I remember going over the. We just called it the pitch. It wasn't Hamlands. It was the pitch to us, riding bikes up and down the hills. And I always remember I used to go over there. I used to love it. There was one lorry in particular used to come down again, and he used to dump old tape, sellotape, and all loads and loads. And I used to love going over there and taking it home and making things out of it. But yeah, it was good. Remember my friend next door to me, bless him, we built a little raft one day out of oil drums, which they'd dumped there, tied bits of wood to it, and went out in the middle of the pits with it, you know. And these blokes fishing there went with shouters going mad, come here, come in, you know, because, I mean, it was only tied up with string. I was only about 8 or 9, I suppose, but yeah, it was all fun then. Just